Hold on tight. We got it for you.
Jesus is my Lord. Hey, dog, I know that. I know he is. And what that got to do with you fixing her hair?
Here's the letter.
Subject, I want to know if she is my daughter. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I recently came back in contact with a female that I was dealing with and found out that she had a daughter that's 21. So I started asking her questions, and she got real defensive. So I just came out and asked, was she my daughter? And she said no. So I asked, could I see a picture of her? And again, she said no. But she did tell me her name, so I went on Facebook, and there she was. And I know she is mine. I wrote her, and I explained the situation to her and said that I might be her father. She approached her mom, and she denied ever having sex with me and told her daughter not to talk to me anymore, and she is doing just what her mom told her to do. I just want to know if she is mine. If so, then I miss 21 years of her life, and she has two kids that can be my grandkids. My family and friends are telling me just to leave it alone, but I can't. Can you all give me some advice, please? Well, first of all, as your dad, this is a really tough situation here. And if you are her dad, I do think you have every right to know if you have a daughter. I think you have that right to know that. The problem is why the mother doesn't want you to know. Is she currently married? Does her husband think the child is his? There's obviously a lot riding on this lie or this situation, whatever it is. Your friends and family are right to this degree. Leave it alone in the sense that don't bother the daughter. This is a situation between you and her mom. I mean, if you want to know just that you're her that you're her dad, that's one thing. But if you want to be active in her life, this woman is grown now. So it's really kind of her decision. So it sounds to me like the mom doesn't want to have anything you to have anything to do with this, because maybe she's married, even though you didn't say that. But maybe she's married right now and she doesn't want her husband to know, because all these 21 years, her husband is thinking that this daughter is his. I think, you know, that could very well be a problem. And that's why maybe the family and friends are telling you to leave the situation alone. But the daughter is respecting her mom. But then again, the daughter is grown. So maybe later on down the line, you guys can take a DNA test. But right now, let the situation die down a little bit until the daughter gets a little bit older, because right now she's still dealing with her mom and what her mom says. Steve?
It's a very simple thing for me right here. You know, I want to know if she's my daughter. The problem in all of this letter is, with all of this fighting you on it and wanting you to stay out of her life and not giving you information, and that baby ain't talking to you and your friends telling you leave alone, I only have one question that's not answered in this letter. What? Who has the daughter grew up believing her father to be? Because the mother has had to tell this daughter something about a father somewhere. You need to find out who the daughter grew up believing her father to be. Mm-hmm. Without DNA testing or paternity test, you are out on this one.
Yeah, true.
So far. Now, you can take some other actions, but so far you are. But you really need to find out who this daughter has believed her father to be all these years. And obviously, it's not you.
No.
Okay, we'll come back and discuss some more.
All right, Steve, part two of your response.
Well, see, brother, I want to share something with this man. Sometimes, man, when you do something that's casual and meaningless, and then you revisit it, and the people remember that it was casual and meaningless. You said that I recently came back in contact with a female that I was dealing with, not that I was in love with, right, or we just dealing with. So I'm assuming it was just a casual little thing.
Just kicking it.
Found out that she had a daughter that's 21. Mm. So you started asking a question. She got real defensive. So you just came out and asked, was she your daughter? She said no. So I asked, could I see a picture of it? And again, she said no. But she told you her name. So you went on Facebook, and there she was. And I know she's mine.
Because she looks like you? Is that why?
I guess. I wrote and explained the situation to her and said that I might be her father. Okay, my man, first of all, can I tell you how stupid that was? You contact a girl on Facebook, as old as you are, to tell her you her daddy. I mean, damn, dog. That didn't come across your head. That's stupid. So, partner, since you did it like that, then let me tell you what's happening. Maybe the woman who has this daughter that's 21 years old, and after running back up into you and talking, you realize that you're still stupid. And then maybe this ain't the best thing. So then she tries to protect her daughter. Because then she goes to her mom. Mom, this man said he might be my father. Her mom says she denied ever having sex with me and told her daughter not to talk to me anymore. And she's doing just what her mom told her to do. Okay, bro, what you want her to do? She don't even know you. You ain't been in her life. You come on a Facebook page and say, I'm your daddy.
Impersonal.
Bruh, the worst way you could have done this. The great intentions, brother. Appreciate you wanting to take responsibility. But take responsibility how? Child support days over. Where you been? Mm. Now, guess what? Who has this girl grown up thinking her father was? And now you ain't even considering that. I'm your daddy. Hold up, man. Who this little girl been thinking her father was? You can't come in there like that, man. I'm sorry, bro. That's really the wrong way to do it. Great intentions. Good to see men when they want to step up and say, hey, that's my baby. Yeah. Beautiful. Admire that. But I was just watching Bishop T.D. Jakes on TV last night. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what temptation is? Temptation is fulfilling a need but going about it the wrong way.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes, man, you got the right idea. You just went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You so gung-ho, you want to show her you his. I saw a picture. She mine. She looked like you. Come on, dog. Stop that. Hold on. You know how many black people look like me? Have you talked to anybody on your job that thinks that we look alike? So, bruh, until you get a blood test and some DNA done, a paternity test, you really kind of out on this one right here. And you really need to apologize to this girl about how you went about it, because that had to be some shocking news. You know, I've just gotten some information on my Facebook about somebody say they just a damn relative. I'm a cousin, and I don't like that.
All right, Steve, we got to go. You know that. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts, your crazy thoughts on today's crazy strawberry
too
letter.
Too many babies.
And my girl Shirley.
Damn, I hate Halloween.